the application for pardons as well, if you wanted to try and have your arrest expunged later on, so.
I never even know that I have.
So it'd be good to go to the court to find out actually what happened in the case. If you thought there was knowledge, but there's actually guilty, get your full record, and then I would, you know, I just can't give legal advice, but I would suggest.
That's the 2014.
2014 case, yep. And then go through the process and, you know, move on with life, since it was 12 years ago, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
25203. Morning, would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Trevor Alexander Ricciardi, Metro Beach, and East Granby resident trooper.
I'm sorry, one more time?
What's that?
Trooper, what's your name?
Alexander Ricciardi, R-I-C-C-I-A-R-D-I.
Thank you.
Metro Beach.
A summary of your case, trooper?
So John applied for a pistol permit back in May of 2024, I believe, and I asked him on the application process prior, just like the last case, have you ever been convicted of a crime? He stated no. However, criminal history shows he was arrested for assault third, which was a misdemeanor handgun disqualification at the time. So therefore, because he failed to disclose that he was arrested, and the arrest was one of the misdemeanors that's a disqualification to have a handgun, that's the reason why it was denied by the town.
Is this an automatic disqualification?
No. The date, no longer. The date is 2003, and that's no longer an automatic disqualifier.
A summary of your case, sir? Not your case in chief, just a summary.
You can explain. I just want to explain it. Do you know it's not an automatic disqualifier now?
As of now, but I guess what the
No, I understand. I just, the law changed, and when we get caught up in that, too.
Yeah, so at the time.
It went from forever to 20 years to 20 years from this day.
So again, it was denied by the prior selectman and the prior resident trooper. So I kind of got tossed up.
Yeah. Just want to make sure everyone understands. Because it is confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I applied back in 2013 for a pistol permit and was denied for a marijuana charge. And I don't remember being denied for the assault charge, so I thought being over 20 years old, that it wasn't on my record anymore. Otherwise, I would have put that on there because I knew you were going to find it one way or another.
Okay. Thank you. Your case in chief, sir?
What was that?
Your whole case. What else would you like to tell us?
I feel like it's very cut and dry. I asked him
but you got to be louder.
Yeah.
I asked if you ever been convicted of a crime. It's a yes or no. It's not that hard. You've only been arrested one time. How do you not remember you were arrested the one time? You were found guilty of that one charge, which was a misdemeanor, which is the qualification, a disqualification, misdemeanor to apply for a pistol permit. He answered no, and again, what he lied about was an assault three charge, which was a disqualification, which is why the prior resident trooper and the prior first selectman denied his request to get a pistol permit.
Do you have questions that you'd like to ask him?
No.
Do we have questions?
Sure. I have a question.
At the time of the application, was it an automatic disqualifier?
I believe so. I believe it changed in October of 2025.
And at that time, it was a 20-year prohibition, correct? Prior to that time, when he applied, it was, I believe, a 20-year prohibition?
Was it? Yeah, because when he applied, it was 21 years.
So it would no longer have been an automatic disqualifier when he applied, correct?
Correct.
So when he applied, he wasn't automatic disqualified.
I thought it was because I lied. I mean,
I understand.
I think that was the bigger thing.
Suitability.
I think assault there was just like the icing on the cake. But again, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yep.
And he lied on the application, which is an application.
In a minute. This discussion is because what you were convicted of at one point in time would have automatically disqualified you from having a pistol permit. That's this discussion.
Attorney. Tripper, do you have any other suitability concerns with the individual from town? Have you had any run-ins with him, anything like that?
I ran his history this morning. Still, he's clean, so I'm good.
Okay.
Slower and louder.
Okay,
so no other concerns?
I have no issues, no.
Okay, no issues, okay.
Correct.
I have a question. When I was reading the paperwork on the charge, it said misdemeanor guilty, but then it said unconditional discharge. What does that mean?
They let me go.
Okay. He's good to go.
Yeah, it's a conviction, but there's no...
No probation, there's nothing afterwards. There's no strings attached.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's still considered...
You'll get your chance, we'll ask you.
So it's still considered a guilty...
It's definitely guilty, yeah.
Okay.
Had he disclosed that properly, would the permit have been issued?
What was that?
Had he disclosed that arrest and conviction, the assault third in 2003, would the permit have been issued?
Yeah, because he told the truth.
Okay, so you're not presenting any evidence about the nature and circumstances and suitability of the incident itself, it's just that it wasn't disclosed.
Correct.
Anything else from the board? Now your turn.
The assault charge was for sticking up for my little brother. Some kid beat my little brother up, and I had a scuffle with him. It was really that simple. Mm-hmm. I actually very much respect the guy that I got into a fight with.
I think the issue is, how come you didn't disclose it on your application?
I simply didn't,
so if you
because
had
I didn't
sort of
feel,
explain
I,
that.
I didn't feel, I thought after 20 years it was off my record, and I didn't think the first one that they failed me for had that on there. I thought it was simply for the marijuana. So I didn't think it was on my record anymore. Otherwise, I very much would have just put it on.
And what happened, because the marijuana charge doesn't show up on your record?
Because it was a misdemeanor marijuana, and then after they passed the law, they just went away.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I actually wrote that, I think, on my application, if I remember correctly. I might not have, but I thought I did.
I assume at the time you were denied for the marijuana, you would have also been statutorily disqualified for assault third.
But that's what, and that is very well possible, but I remember having the conversation with the chief in Windsor Lodge at the time, and I don't recall him. He was just talking to me about the marijuana, and it was in 2013. So
that was a disqualifier also
at the
time.
Yeah. And again, I haven't been in trouble since then. I have two kids that go to Granby School who are in the community. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want us to know? Would you like to cross-examine him?
No.
Board? Yes.
I think the board has to remember to be internally consistent. If we're going to deny one party because of error in the application, I'm concerned that we have to be consistent across the board with all appellants.
And it does say, were you ever arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I have one quick question about your application. So on the second page it goes, have you been voluntarily admitted to a hospital for mental illness within the past 6 months for reasons other than solely for alcohol or drug dependence? Both boxes are crossed out. Okay, because I was trying to understand, because both are like crossed out and checked. So
he does have an initial next to the yes.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Okay. That was it.
Any other questions from the board? Yes.
Yeah, maybe I'm confused on this, but you said no on the box there about ever having been arrested. But then there's a comment in there that this is, I think, a quote from you that said that there have never been any consequences other than staying on my record. So it kind of implies to me that you'd been arrested.
Well, no, I think that was for the marijuana charge. I don't know if I wrote that, but I thought that's what I wrote.
Yeah, it says no consequences other than staying on my record. So I'm thinking if you knew it was on your record.
Well, I knew the marijuana was at one point. I knew that was obviously on my record too. Like I said, I'm not trying to hide it. I knew the FBI and all that gets a background check.
Right.
You know, it wasn't me trying to hide it. I simply thought that it's over 20 years, it's off my record.
Thank you.
Why would you think that?
Because that's what I was told.
By who?
Plenty of people.
But it's not true. So, I mean, whoever told you that,
oh, okay.
Clearly it's
it was
not
no one in authority and no one with knowledge. Of,
okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's
again, why I say when you say you thought it, and the question doesn't say, is it on your record?
I
it says, have you ever been arrested?
I agree. I messed up when it came to that.
And you actually, when you said earlier, you said you were denied because you lied. did you lie?
I didn't lie. I said in quotations, you know. I misinterpreted, I guess. However you want to speak. I didn't intentionally fill that application out.
But when you filled it out, you were aware of the arrest?
I was aware, but I, like I said, I was also under the impression that it was no longer on my record.
Any other questions from the board? Would you like to summarize your case?
I think I have.
Okay. How about you?
Again, you knew you were arrested before for the assault. You failed to disclose that. You knew you had a narcotics violation. You failed to disclose that, which you also knew about, but you were just convinced by whoever told you this that was not an attorney, not a police officer. Probably was one of your friends who has no law background, and you believe that, and that's what you were in with. And therefore, it's a yes or no, have you ever been convicted? You knew you have twice. On the criminal history, it was only one. However, again, it's not that hard. You've only been arrested one time. Clearly in your book, twice.
23 years ago.
An arrest is an arrest. And, you failed to disclose that, which is why I was done.
Thank you. Colonel Overturf?
The appellant was, this is a denial by the East Granby's First Electman / Resident Trooper Program. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant's failure to list a 2003 arrest and conviction for assault third.
Comments from the board?
I struggle a little bit with the, while we need to be consistent, every case has very unique sets of facts and circumstances. In each one, whether it's a criminal case, you know, each case. And I think our job, you know, is to determine whether the appellant is unsuitable or not. And whether it is an intentional decision on his part to leave that off. His application, he clearly stated that he had been, I didn't check yes or no on the previous application, but he did state that, you know, he had been denied in 2016 by Windsor Police Department for a misdemeanor marijuana charge. He wasn't trying to hide that on his application. The fallacy of the 20 years is we have heard before, though. So if you have a question, you should always check arrest or not. So 23 years of no incidents with the police, does that make him unsuitable still? That's just my two cents.
Yeah, along those same lines, the statement from the issuing authority is that absent that failure to disclose, the permit would have issued. The prior case had a long series of arrest records and failure to disclose other pertinent information, so I do see a distinction between the two cases.
Other comments from the board?
I just want to say, I see the same distinction. The other one had aliases, they were hard to search, and failure to disclose those as opposed to one. However, it is important. He did intentionally not put it on there for all the wrong reasons. He knew he was well aware of it. The marijuana conviction, he would not have to disclose at all because it's erased. Apparently, it's not on his record. He doesn't have to disclose it.
Sure.
Plus, the assault charges are different because one is most likely an automatic disqualifier. We just need clarification from the court. I just want to make that note.
And that's what bothers me.
That was weighing on my decision prior, was that it's most likely, if we just went down to the court and got the clarification, a family violence indicator, which is statutorily prohibited. So that would weigh the most in my decision in the last one.
Yeah, and the other issue is giving a permit to someone with an assault conviction is potentially
absolutely
problematic. It's there. It can't be taken care of. I'm sure you can get it pardoned or clean slate or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as we sit here today, it's on the record.
Well, this is what I was hoping would happen, that the board would put onto the record its thinking address the issue of consistency or lack of consistency.
Mm-hmm. And my thinking is that I am troubled by a failure to disclose an assault.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant under the particular circumstances of the case.
And I vote issuing authority, but your appeal is successful.
Thank you.